This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Missouri's insurance department says it has recovered $7.7 million so far this year for consumers. The money comes from customers with complaints about their insurance companies or coverage. The department said through September of this year, it has fielded more than 10,000 written inquiries and complaints and more than 16,000 phone calls from customers. Often complaints have to do with denial of claims and processing delays. Most of the problems reported have to do with health insurance, followed by auto and homeowner coverage. Officials recommend consumers contact the department if they come to an impasse with their insurer about a claim. A food distribution company has announced that its operations are expanding in Holt Summit. As KBIA's Devin Fassbinder reports, the move is expected to create dozens of new jobs.
Pro Food Systems Incorporated is planning to add 43 jobs within the next 5 years at its operation in Holt Summit. The new headquarters will have three components: a breading and blending facility, a logistics service center, and print companies. The company says it will invest $6 million into the new headquarters. Missouri Department of Economic Development spokesperson John Fougere says the department used tax credits and other incentives to encourage Pro Food Systems into expansion.
We want certainly long-term Missouri businesses to be prospering. We want them to be boosting capital investment back into the state. We want them to be creating new jobs. And if we can work them on incentive packages that helps them to do that, we certainly want to be in a position to do just that.
Pro Food Systems Incorporated reported 59 current employees this year, with revenue reaching more than $25 million. The company began in Willard, Missouri in 1999. Devin Fassbinder, KBIA News.
The MU Missouri Student Association has begun talks with the Faculty Council on the possibility of changing the school's grading system. KBIA's Doug Hoffman tells us what some students want to see change.
The MSA recently surveyed 700 students to find out how they feel about the current system, which awards fractional grade points for plus or minus grades. For example, a B minus is worth 2.7 points, a B is worth 3 points, and a B plus is worth 3.3 points. 52% of students interviewed said they disagreed with the current system, causing the MSA to look into change to a flat grading system. MSA spokesperson Zach Toombs believed changing the system could help give MU students an advantage.
We think those are both just big prerogatives for the faculty to look at reevaluating the grading system and trying to make it more fair for students and making sure students get the credit that they deserve.
The Faculty Council has to choose whether or not it wants to reinvestigate the issue, but the MSA is confident the council will work in the best interest of the students. The current plus-minus system has been in place for 15 years. Doug Hoffman, KBIA News.
The city of Kirksville will pay a Columbia company $4.7 million to replace old water meters in Kirksville. KBIA's Maddie Glab reports how the high cost is expected to save money in the long run.
City manager Richard Detweiler says the city is losing $250,000 a year due to old water meters that don't read correctly. City workers replaced some meters last year, but city leaders say that the process takes too much time as the city loses money each year. The $4.7 million will go towards about 7,000 new meters. Maintenance workers will be able to scan the new meters from the street and will not have to go inside homes. Detweiler says the goal is to save money for the people of Kirksville.
You don't bill accurately, the system loses the money. That means the customers system-wide, the taxpayers of Kirksville, lose the money. So we have to become as efficient as we possibly can.
Codes and Planning Director Brad Selby says the $4.7 million will also include an upgrade to energy-safe lighting in all public buildings, a new HVAC system, and catwalks to access control units in the city hall. The projects will start in about 60 days and end in about 6 months. Maddie Glab, KBIA News.
Heart of Missouri United Way announced its new funding recipients yesterday as part of its community impact model. KBIA's Katarina Sestaric tells us how the model will shift focus from assisting those living in poverty to targeting the causes of poverty.
Eight new agencies will receive funding next year, and some agencies will lose funding as Heart of Missouri United Way seeks to reduce need in poor communities, not just fill it. Tim Rich is executive director of Heart of Missouri United Way, which serves Boone, Cooper, and Howard counties. He says rather than fund agencies as a whole, United Way volunteers chose to fund specific programs to help at-risk youth avoid or escape poverty.
They weren't concerned about money. They weren't concerned about agency names. They weren't concerned about who's been a traditional United Way partner. They were really looking at what strategies will be best at solving our community's problems.
The Youth Empowerment Zone is one agency that will receive funding for the first time in 2013. Executive Director Lorenzo Lawson says this funding will help the organization deal with the increase in crimes committed by young women in poverty.
One of the areas that we were lacking in is we didn't have enough programming for the single-parent mothers, the teenage girls.
With this new focus on youth, some agencies that help the elderly, like Meals on Wheels, will no longer be funded by Heart of Missouri United Way. Meals on Wheels Executive Director Jonetta Weaver says she hopes additional fundraisers will make up for the loss of funding.
There's some agencies that deal with just seniors, and we've been able to put our heads together and begin to identify how we can make this work for the whole community.
Heart of Missouri United Way will make a public announcement of the changes at an event Friday at MU. Katerina Sestaric, KBIA News.
Researchers and advocates focusing on hunger will gather at the University of Missouri today for a national symposium. Symposium participants call it food justice, the ability to have access to food security through non-emergency sources. That was the main topic at last night's kickoff event for the symposium, Food Insecurity, Assessing Disparities, Consequences, and Policies. Patricia Allen is chair of the Department of Food Systems and Society at Merrillhurst University in Portland, Oregon. She says America faces more food security crises now than ever before, with more people who are going hungry. Allen says the people that are most affected by hunger are the poor.
We need to change people's access to resources, their access to power and voice to create a food system where there is no hunger in the first place. In the short term, what we need to do is make sure that every single person living has access to healthy, fresh, tasty food.
The symposium continues today and through Friday. Missouri fans planning to attend the homecoming parade next weekend might want to bring some coffee. The Southeastern Conference has set an 11 a.m. kickoff for Missouri's homecoming game against Kentucky. That means the annual downtown parade will start at 7 a.m. Neither team has won yet in conference play. The match will be televised nationally on ESPNU. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.